Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good early morning, New York City. This is Connor Green with you on The Fan, filling in for Sal Licata for the next 3 hours, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Number to call, 877-337-6666 if you want to reach out to the show. You can also follow me on Twitter and tweet at me there at Connor_Green51. A lot of good stuff to get to you on the show today. The Jets in search for a quarterback. LeBron James breaks the all-time scoring record. What will the Giants do this offseason with Daniel Jones? Is he a franchise quarterback? Brian Cashman's comments in Chicago and a lot more. Again, number to call, 877-337-6666 if you want to chime in for the next 3 hours here on The Fan. Well, it's Super Bowl week, and everyone's eyes are towards the Eagles and Chiefs out in Arizona. And what better time to talk football than the week of the Super Bowl? And we have two teams here in New York who are on similar trajectories, but have very different situations at quarterback. The New York Jets right now do not have a quarterback. The Giants have a quarterback that most people are not totally sure if he's a franchise guy. But the Jets are in search for who they want this offseason, and New York is a bottom-line city. New Yorkers want results. That's why when Brian Cashman earlier this week went on about how he, you know, isn't totally getting respect from the fans for what he's done in New York City over the last few years, you kind of roll your eyes a little bit because New York is a bottom-line city, and people expect results. Well, the New York Jets this offseason, in my opinion, have four options at the quarterback position with what they have on the table, what they could do. The first option is to make a big push to get Aaron Rodgers. And to me, that is the 100% right option and the only option available if the Jets really want to make a push to be great over the next few years. Option number two is Derek Carr. Derek Carr is not somebody that really blows you away. Option three is Jimmy Garoppolo. And option four is either Mike White or you go back to the lottery and you draft somebody and hope for the best. I'm going to break down why the other three options outside of Aaron Rodgers make no sense for the Jets, in my opinion. I've been watching this team my entire life. I'm a season ticket holder for the New York Jets. I'm 28 years old, and this team has not made the playoffs now for almost half of my adult life, the last 12 years. If the Jets go and get Derek Carr, who is now meeting with the Saints tomorrow. We're not totally sure what they're going to do. They might try to move him in a trade before he has to eventually be released by the Raiders. But Derek Carr in his career, you hear a lot of things about him. Some people think Derek Carr is great. Some people think Derek Carr is just an average quarterback. Derek Carr in his career has one postseason touchdown pass. And the Raiders have made virtually no noise in the AFC in all the time he's been there. That's what Derek Carr is. So if the Jets can't get Aaron Rodgers, the next option available is Derek Carr. That's the next best guy available on the open market. If the Jets go and get Derek Carr, they'll be okay. They'll be a decent team. What they'll really be is the slightly not as good Minnesota Vikings of the AFC. Kirk Cousins is an okay quarterback. He can look great at times. If he plays in the 1 o'clock window, Kirk Cousins is unbelievable, the new nightmare. But ultimately, in the NFC, Kirk Cousins does not get the Vikings to a Super Bowl. Derek Carr reminds me in a lot of ways of Kirk Cousins. He's a decent regular season quarterback. He's not going to destroy your team. He's not going to be terrible. He's not going to be like Zach Wilson, where in certain games you feel like you can't win with him at quarterback. But they will never be a championship team if Derek Carr is their quarterback. They will be a middling team. Occasionally, they might be a little better than that, win 10 games, possibly even 11 games, if they get the right personnel around him. But in the postseason, when you have to play guys like Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert or some of the other great quarterbacks in the AFC, and you have Derek Carr at quarterback, you will never truly make a push to win a title. And that, for guys like Joe Douglas or Robert Saleh, might be a decent option, because at least you feel like you'll keep your job. You know, if you're at least average or slightly above average, the criticism can sort of be deflected away from that and say, well, hey, look, we're not terrible. But Derek Carr will never lead you to a Super Bowl championship. Then the third option is Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm not completely convinced that Jimmy Garoppolo is any better than what Mike White is. Because Garoppolo gets hurt, Brock Purdy, who is Mr. Irrelevant, steps in and goes undefeated with the 49ers and almost goes to the Super Bowl. So how good really is Jimmy G? Jimmy G is one of those guys, if the Jets bring in, will not enhance this team at all. And ultimately, it'll leave Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, in my opinion, out of a job. Because he will never make the push for this team to be great. And ultimately, if this team doesn't win next year, Woody Johnson's going to look at these guys and say, I don't see why we're keeping you around. I don't think with Jimmy Garoppolo they're any better next year than they were this year. Because Jimmy G is an injury-prone guy. And how great can you really be if Mr. Irrelevant Brock Purdy steps in with that team and goes undefeated into the NFC Championship game? The last option is Mike White. You can roll with him next season. Or again, you can just go to the draft and hope for the best. And I've heard some people say that the Jets need a young quarterback. The Jets need somebody like, you know, to draft one of these guys like Joe Burrow or one of the great young quarterbacks and have a great run with somebody like that. Well, they've been trying to do that for the last 50 years, and it hasn't worked out. So at a certain point, you have to be realistic. And if you're Joe Douglas or Robert Saleh, you have to realize if you take one more chance with another quarterback out of the draft, or you roll with Mike White, you have to realize that you're likely not going to be here much longer. The only guy that gives you the option in a bottom-line city to win games and win games big will be Aaron Rodgers. And of course, he's a little eccentric. He's a little bit odd at times. You're not completely sure what he's thinking. He talks about earlier today on the Pat McAfee show, he wants to go on a 4-day darkness retreat to collect his thoughts. I'm not exactly sure who he's friends with that's doing that, but he said, all my friends are doing it. It's what I wanted to do. Okay. That's one of those things you do if you're like a tech billionaire. You go on a 4-day darkness retreat, a wellness retreat. So Aaron Rodgers, a little bit out there, a little bit different. But I've heard people sort of compare like Aaron Rodgers to Derek Carr. As if, okay, if you don't get Rodgers, well, you can get Derek Carr. These are not two quarterbacks that are similar in talent level. You have one guy, Aaron Rodgers, who despite what anyone thinks about him, he's a little bit out there, is arguably the greatest pure passer in the history of the NFL. You look at his numbers, and it's astounding what he has done in his career. His touchdown-to-interception ratio, compared to other even elite quarterbacks, is absurd. Derek Carr is not nearly even on the same tier as Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr is 33 years old. You get Derek Carr, you can get 4 years of pretty decent play, and that's about it. Aaron Rodgers, if you get him, the Jets, in my opinion, would be one or two more pieces away from being legitimate contenders in the AFC. And people can say, look at Buffalo and Kansas City. The Jets aren't close to them. The Jets beat the Bills earlier this year, and that wasn't even with Mike White at quarterback. That was with Zach Wilson, a guy who had some of the lowest quarterback metrics of any guy in the history of the league. And they at least, you know, they could win a game against Buffalo with Zach Wilson. With Mike White, they competed in Buffalo. the Dolphins right now don't have a legitimate quarterback for the future because nobody really knows what's going to happen with Tua. And then the Patriots have Mac Jones. You get Aaron Rodgers. That's a team you can easily beat. Watching him this year, a lot of people thought he was washed up, Aaron Rodgers. A lot of people thought maybe, you know, this is the end for him in terms of being an elite quarterback in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers had to deal with his main two weapons leaving in Green Bay, Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Davante Adams, injuries on his offensive line, and he still got them one game away from the playoffs. If Aaron Rodgers comes to the Jets, I think you get at least three more years of very good play, if not elite play. You get three more years. Because the way the game's played these days, seeing Tom Brady play to 45 might be shocking, but the way it's played now is you're not taking big hits like you used to. You're not like a guy who's not going to get knocked out of a game, most likely, when he's, you know, and can't play past the age of 36, 37. A lot of these quarterbacks, in my opinion, currently playing in the league, will be able to play into their early 40s, maybe even their mid-40s. And watching Rodgers play this year, I still think there's a lot left in the tank. One other thing is I know a lot of people have said getting Aaron Rodgers will be essentially what happened when the Jets got Brett Favre in 2008. And that's viewed by many people as being as something that was a disaster for the Jets. The one thing that would be different here is I don't think the Packers would trade Aaron Rodgers to the Jets if he didn't legitimately want to be there. Whereas Brett Favre got traded to the Jets, and I don't think he had any, you know, need or want to be with the Jets in 2008. I don't think he had any desire to play for the Jets. Whereas if Aaron Rodgers decides to come to New York and they sign off on it, I don't think they would do it without him being okay with it because they have a pretty good relationship in Green Bay and he'd want to be here. But even with that being said, Brett Favre, when he was in New York in 2008, they were 8-3 and one of the best teams in the AFC before he tore his rotator cuff. And that essentially sent them on a downward slide. They wound up going 9-7 and missing the playoffs. But if Aaron Rodgers is healthy, it's a totally different situation than what you had with Brett Favre in 2008. So I don't think there's an equal comparison to be made between that situation and this one. Plus, I think now Aaron Rodgers has taken much less wear and tear than Brett Favre did. And I think he'll be able to play for two or three more years at a high level. You bring in Aaron Rodgers, you pair him with a few other guys, you bolster your defense a little bit more, and you get one or two more weapons. The Jets have a team that is not that far away from a Super Bowl, in my opinion. And the other issue is, if you go and get, let's say, Jimmy Garoppolo, or you go and get another young quarterback, and the Jets go 6-11 next year or 5-12, I think Joe Douglas is a good general manager, and I don't mind Robert Saleh as a head coach. But if they go 5-12 or 6-11, Woody Johnson's going to have a lot of pressure to fire these guys. And if they get fired, you're staring down the barrel once again, all of us Jets fans, at another rebuild. You have to bring in a new general manager. You have to bring in a new head coach. You're building everything from the ground up once again. And that takes, what, 3 years? Another 4 years? Because unlike the Giants, who had a quarterback, the Jets will be going with someone else from the draft. And it'll be a 3-year rebuild, a 4-year rebuild. And ultimately, you're looking at once again at being years before they can be viable in the AFC. So of all the options available to the Jets, they have, I think, the four big ones. It's Rodgers, Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, or you roll with Mike White, or you get another young quarterback, or you go with Zach Wilson. I think Aaron Rodgers is a perfect fit for New York. And he's a little bit eccentric. He's a little bit out there. Some would say he's a little bit difficult to deal with, although in terms of his, you know, on-the-field stuff, like a lot of his issues he's had with the media and things of that nature is off the field. You know, he's never really had bad relationships with guys on his own team. He's always seemed to be a fairly good leader in Green Bay, and everything that's come out about him being negative is only over the last 2 or 3 years. New York is a bottom-line city, and as a Jets fan, it has been so long since they made any kind of push. There's no guarantee with Aaron Rodgers, the Jets go to the Super Bowl or even go to the AFC Championship game. But with the other options available to them at quarterback, with Derek Carr, it'll be years of sort of being like the Minnesota Vikings of the AFC. If they get Jimmy Garoppolo, you'll basically be in a situation where you might not even be any better than you were last year. If you get Aaron Rodgers, you will be in a position where you can at least make a push over the next 2 to 3 years to this team possibly being one of the better teams in the AFC. So it's up to the Jets on what they want to do. I think Joe Douglas is making a major push to go and get Aaron Rodgers. The issue will be a little bit of timing because Derek Carr might wind up being traded before he gets released, and that could happen as early as February 15th. So if they want to pull the trigger on that, I think they would be insane to do it because the tier level there is not the same. Aaron Rodgers is a far better quarterback, and over the next 2 to 3 years, the Jets would be in a far better position. And then you can try to take a shot at young quarterbacks in the draft after that and see what happens. Otherwise, we're staring down the barrel of this team being mediocre to below average for, again, the next 5 years. The Jets need to make a major push to get Aaron Rodgers this offseason. 877-337-6666. 877-337-6666. That's the number if you want to call in. I want to hear your opinion on what you think the Jets should do with their quarterback situation this offseason. 877-337-6666. Connor Green filling in for Sal Licata here on The Fan for the next 3 hours leading into the warm-up show with Al and Jerry. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk a little more about the Jets and kind of pivot a little bit after that into the Giants quarterback situation and what they want to do moving forward as well. Connor Green with you on The Fan here in New York City.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.